Science is a purely spiritual, subjective phenomena. Such an experience embraces a positive and living faith attitude toward the highest realms of universe, objective reality. The ideal of religious philosophy is such a faith trust as would lead men to unqualifiedly to depend upon the absolute love of the infinite Father. Of the universe, of universes. Such a genuine religious experience far transcends the philosophic objectification of idealistic desire. It actually takes salvation for granted and concerns itself only with learning and doing the will of the Father. The earmarks of such a religion are faith in a supreme deity, hope of eternal survival, and love, especially for one's fellows. When theology masters religion, religion dies. It becomes a doctrine instead of a life. The mission of theology is merely to facilitate the self-consciousness of personal spiritual experience. Theology constitutes the religious effort to define, clarify, expound, and justify the experiential claims of religion, which in the last analysis can be validated only by living faith. In the higher philosophy of the universe, wisdom like reason becomes allied to faith. Reason, wisdom, and faith are man's highest human attainment. Reason introduces man to a world of facts, to things. Wisdom introduces him to a world of truth, to relationships. Faith initiates him into a world of divinity, spiritual experience. Faith most willingly carries reason along as far as reason can go, and then goes on with wisdom to the full philosophic limit, and then it dares to launch out upon the limitless and never-ending universe journey. In the sole company of truth, science is founded on the inherent assumption that reason is valid, that the universe can be comprehended. Philosophy is founded on the inherent assumption that wisdom is valid, that the material universe can be coordinated with the spiritual. Religion is founded on the inherent assumption that faith is valid, that God can be known and attain the full realization of the reality of mortal life consists in a progressive willingness to believe these assumptions of reason, wisdom, and faith. Such a life is one motivated by truth and dominated by love. And these are the ideals of objective cosmic reality whose existence cannot be materially demonstrated. When reason once recognizes right and wrong, it exists. if it's wisdom. When wisdom chooses between right and wrong, truth and error, it demonstrates spirit leading. And thus are the functions of mind, soul, and spirit ever closely united and functionally interassociated. Reason deals with factual knowledge, wisdom with philosophy and revelation, faith with living spiritual experience. Through truth man attains beauty, and by spiritual love ascends to goodness. Faith leads to knowing God, not merely to a mystical feeling of the divine presence. Faith must not be overmuch influenced by its emotional consequences. True religion is an experience of